Good morning. You're listening to English Waves. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the morning news. France is experiencing the earliest heat wave ever recorded since the post-war period. 18 million French people are affected by the heat wave. 12 departments are placed under red alert and 25 under orange alert. The health minister, Brigitte Bourguignon, is expected in Poitiers, where she will visit an EHPAD in the morning and take stock of the situation on mobilization of state services. In the meantime, students from the 12 departments that are under red weather alert are not obligated to go to school today. In Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there is a ban on all gatherings in public places outdoors and in non-air-conditioned places from 2 p.m. The prefect of the Tarn has decided to ban the passage of cyclists from the Occitanie Road in his department. And today is the last day of campaign before the second round of the legislative elections. 2 days before the verdict, uncertainty prevails in the party of Emmanuel Macron. According to an Elab poll for BFM TV and L'Express, the coalition of the presidential majority is not guaranteed to win an absolute majority in the National Assembly. Ensemble may garner between 255 and 295 seats, while NUPES is expected to reach somewhere between 150 and 200. A boost for low-income households. The activity bonus will be revalued by the government. An increase of 4% from this summer is expected, with the retroactive effect from July 1st. It is estimated that nearly 4.6 million people currently receive the activity bonus, for an average amount of 185 euros. As for sports, the PSG has contacted OGC Nice in view of benefiting from the services of Christophe Galtier. According to L'Equipe, the priority issue is to replace Mauricio Pochettino, whose terms of departures are being negotiated. Things are also moving on the bench of LOSC. Lille has announced the termination of the contract of Jocelyne Gouvernec. The Portuguese Paulo Fonseca will succeed him. And then in basketball, the Golden State Warriors were crowned NBA champions. The San Francisco franchise won last night in the sixth game of the playoff final against Boston. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.